And aloha. Aloha and blessings, lovelies. This is Maya Ananda coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii. And, a little craggly after 2 weeks of endless moving, shedding one space and acquiring a new one. And goodness, things have been busy in my dream time, guides and guardians showing me all that is to flourish and bloom now that this new phase has begun. So much to offer you, sisters. And I am so happy to announce that in this new space that we'll be moving into next month, it might have already happened by the time you're listening to this. Wouldn't that be amazing and magical? We will be dedicating that space to Goddess and creating Goddess House. And it will be a space to welcome all of you who are coming here as travelers on your own pilgrimages to commune with the island, commune with this beautiful feminine energy, to sit with Pele with her fiery belly still putting forth steam and smoke from the lava. Well, let's just pause together and come together in this moment. Whenever this is reaching you, of course, is the perfect moment for you. Here on the island, it is just a magical moment. The air is just, it's just perfect. I don't know how else to describe it. Normally in the morning, there's a bit of a bitey chill, which goes below my comfort zone, though others find very pleasant. But this morning it's missing, and it's just this beautiful warmth, this gentle breeze. And I was hit with this wave of perfume this morning as I ventured out with my little hound, Sylvester. Such a wave of Hawaiian ginger. And if you've never smelled blooming Hawaiian ginger, it is just magical. So lovely a scent. And to smell it on the air is just something else. And from where I am right now, I can see Moana Loa, and the sun is hitting her and warming her face into this beautiful, earthy rust tones. I pause for a moment as my dog refuses to sit and entangled himself in his leash. Ah, just sit. Just sit. I don't know where you think you're going. But as the sun rises and hits the mountain, all of the colors of the earth come to life. The rusts, the bit of green from the trees that are there. And it just screams earth. It screams creation. It's a sight to see in the mornings. Or any time. But I especially like the morning because the sun hits and it's just so, so lovely. Reminds me that I am, I'm Mr. Rooster saying good morning. Just reminds me of where I am and feeling so held and loved by the arms of the goddess. So you beautiful sisters, how is this finding you in your life at this moment? Are things flowing? Things not flowing? And it's always the theme of what is it time to let go of, because there is so much that we collectively need to shed. And of course, in our individual lives, there's always room to shed more. Another layer to let go. So what is it that you can work on perhaps today in this moment? And I really stress that anything that I'm presenting is not to be put on a shelf, because what's been shown to me in my dream time these last two nights is there's no more time. The time is now, absolutely now. We have come together, all of us as souls reincarnated on this planet for a purpose, and each of us in our own way as an element of change. We must together raise the vibration of this planet and harness in and anchor the feminine energy through us into Mother Earth as conduits for this wisdom. And we must birth it forward. We must birth it forward. And to jump over to the purpose of the Happy Heart Sanctuary, we will begin the process of establishing it as a private membership, blah, blah. Let's try that again. Private membership association, which those of you who have a calling can be a part of, so that it is an island within an island, a village within a village, and a sovereignty of one and many. We will answer to each other and to no one else. The patriarchal systems that exist. What are the words, Mother? It's like we will create a wall to protect ourselves from that energy. And I pause again as my I just realized our very large white cat Marshmallow is hiding in the bushes to my right because he's aptly named Marshmallow is the rooster that's crowing. He's not sure what it is. Even though there's many around here and he's just thinking he's hiding. It's quite funny. Anyway, back to important things, right? The time is now, sisters. So this space and its first element of the Goddess House, which will be opened and ready to greet you very shortly. It's a space to gather, and it's a space for our energies to be joined together. Oh, the wind is picking up as if Mother is saying yes. Yes, we are all one. And wind energy, as we honor the element of wind that is our intuition, our thoughts, our connection, it is that element that rises now, again, as if to say yes. It is time. It is time. And it is almost time for me to have a morning meeting. Oh, the dreaded Zoom, but it can be useful, right? As a space to gather, but I am much more fond of gathering in person, but I must cut this, well, not short. It is always in the allotted time that has been offered to us. So I will share with you, sisters, I am, as always, so grateful to share this space with you. Looking forward to seeing this light that is put out into the world, to see it expand and grow from my heart to your heart, sisters, and to those of all of us around, that we may gather together in this space, that our lights will shine brightly, and doubt and fear will be no more. So mote it be. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big island of Hawaii. Looking forward to speaking to you from Goddess House within the next few months. And until then, aloha and blessings. May there be peace in your heart and joy in your steps. Aloha.